Yo, dick, what? Come on, yeah. What? What? Come yeah. on.
Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we live the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? The question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. Why we find the beauty in the hideous? They say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shens, carry shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build. Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke. But my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis' statements just provoke. Caught up in conversations of our personal worth. Brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is illusionary. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive.
Not free,
we only licensed.
Not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nicest?
Not good, but well behaved.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave. Still living like
mental slaves. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Jeff versus the World. This will be a different type of episode. I'm rolling solo. This is just me getting some stuff off my chest. Just coming to talk to y'all because, you know, this is like my therapy. I don't have a therapist. Maybe I should get one. Maybe that's what a lot of people are telling me lately, that, you know, you should talk to somebody. And the reason why is because if you listen to Hood Classics, I talked about it a little bit, but May the 3rd, 2022, your boy had a stroke. Yeah. So it was one of the strangest things ever. Like, it was Tuesday morning. I was trying to get out of bed, but I couldn't. Like, I could get like almost half of my body out the bed, but I couldn't get my left arm off the bed, and I really had to like move to like pop up. So I was talking to my wife, and I was just trying to, you know, say something to her, and I was like, "You don't sound like my words are sounding strange to you or something." She's like, "No, you sound fine to me, but I could hear, you know, me not pronouncing my words right. It's like I was slurring almost." And I was like, "Call 911. So she did. And after that, things just got really wild because it's almost like my body readjusted. I was fine. I could talk normal. Everything was okay. But the ambulance was coming. Soon as I got inside the ambulance, my arm went back and I started slurring again. And I got to the hospital. So, yeah, getting to the hospital, it was just a thing of I had a panic attack or something because it was just too many doctors around me. You know, when they rush into ER, they have a lot of, like nurses there and people who studying. So they were all just looking at me like I'm a fish in a bowl. And that was freaking me out because they weren't doing it. They were just staring, and I was doing all these tests that day, and it was just Tuesday. It was just test, 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 test. Like, I really didn't have any time to really understand what was happening until, you know, the doctor came in pretty much Tuesday evening. It was like, "Well, yes, you did have a stroke. Minor. Wasn't a major stroke." For anybody who's nervous, you know, thinking out there, well, you know, you might be messed up in the game. Because I've seen major stroke victims, and I know how tough it is for them. I have some in my family. But for me, it was a minor stroke. So my body was definitely letting me know something, first and foremost. But just to have that happen, because it's pretty much like out of the blue. I didn't have any tail signs or, you know, nothing was bothering me the night before or anything like that. You know, you just wake up to, "Oh my God, I'm having a stroke." It's tough. It's tough. Like, everybody asks, "Are you okay?" You know, physically, I lost strength in my thumb, but that's coming back now because, you know, just doing exercises while I'm sitting around, that's fine. And I feel like I lost a little strength in my leg, but I've been going to the gym working on that. So that feels like that's slowly coming back now, too. I'm okay physically. Like, I'm good. Like, my memory's still intact. I'm good. My words are not slurring. I hope I sound the same to y'all like I always sounded. But it's just a thing of, you know, people are like, oh, how you doing? I'm okay. But the reality is, mentally, I am not okay. Mentally, I don't know when I'm going to ever be okay. I know eventually one day I will be okay. But right now, sitting here, I don't know when that is, because I have moments where I don't want to be alone because I'm fearful of the other shoe dropping. That's just the reality of it. Like, I'm so nervous to be by myself. Luckily, my wife was here that morning, and, you know, I had somebody here to, you know, act quickly. But if she wasn't here, that goes through my mind. And I can't even imagine what she's going through, because she had to see me go through that and go through all that, and me see me pretty much in probably one of my lowest points of my life, because I was gone. I was like not there. When I did come back to realizing what was happening and what was going on, I would just break down. That's just the reality. I would just break down because I'm just like, yo, what is this? And I'm, before I leave the hospital, I'm talking to the doctor. I'm like, well, so, you know, he's, oh, you know, just, you know, exercise, you know, work on your weight and stuff like that. Get the excess stress out your life. Just things I've already know and things I should have already taken care of as I'm getting older. And it's just like, Jeff, what are you doing? Like, that's the reality. I got to the point of, what am I doing? Now, I've cleaned up a lot of things in my life in the last couple of weeks. I haven't made it third. It's what now? May, what's it, the 29th? So a lot of things got cleaned up during that time, especially my eating habits and just work. Work is another thing where it's just stress. And then I'm in a stressful situation, and I need to learn how to not stress about a lot of things, especially small things that are out of my hands. But sometimes, you know, you just can't help that. I get paid to do certain things, and I want to make sure I do a good job, you know, but I'm not dying over no job. Let's be clear. I wish it was a way that I could express, even to you guys or to my family and friends, you know, they just be like, are you okay? You know, everybody's like always check in, you know, super checking in now, because it's just like that thing of, oh, we almost lost you, you know, and I'm sure that would go away eventually. Like, the calls would not be as frequent as they are now, but now they're kind of like frequent. And I'm thankful for that. You know, it lets me know people out there truly do care and want the best for me and want to see me, you know, healthy and all that good stuff. But mentally, it's the mental part where people are just like, they'll never know. They'll never know. Because, you know, it's not, it was taken out of my hands. Like, everything was flashing before my eyes. Like, I haven't seen my mother in 3 years because of COVID. Luckily, you know, I'm going to see her in June, which I can't wait to go back to Virginia. I haven't seen so many of my friends from there in, you know, in 3 years since the last time I've been. And I was thinking about my life. Like, you know, what have you done with your life? Did you do everything you wanted to do? Those were the thoughts that were going through my head. I'm telling my wife I love her and stuff like this the last time, you know, because I don't, like, at that moment, I didn't know what was going to happen. All I knew was, you know, my heart is racing. Something is happening to me right now. I don't know what the fuck it is. And yeah, you know, you just start replaying a lot of stuff, and it started making me afterwards, you know, when I'm sitting in the hospital, you know, hooked up to, good Lord, so many machines. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I got to be better. That's the number one thing. Got to be better with a lot of things. Got to be, you know, better husband, better friend, better brother. You know, just on all aspects, I got to be better in my life. But first and foremost, I need to take better care of myself. We started that journey, you know. I'm a fat boy. I don't want to be a fat boy no more. I don't want to go out that way. I don't want, you know, that's just not a way I want to go out. So I've done something about it. Been hitting the gym, been getting some tour days in. And sometimes after work, I hit the gym. And I'm proud to say I lost 16 pounds total right now, 16 pounds. Still progressing because I got a target weight that I want to reach, that I want to be at, that feels comfortable for me. I think I moved to New York and got comfortable, started making money, getting a job, and started wilding out. You know, you get comfortable in a certain situations, and you just start doing whatever. And I think this is a good wake-up call. You know, just, Jeff, get it together. Get it together. What are you doing? Okay, you're not listening? I'm going to give you a reason to listen. My body definitely gave me a reason to listen to it. Like, I'm super cautious now of, like, what I put in my body and what time I'm putting stuff in my body. And, you know, right now I'm on a lot of medicine. But hopefully, once I go to the doctor, before my trip to Virginia, I go to the doctor that week, and we can kind of tone down some of this medicine. But that's another story. It's just the mental aspect of that happening to me that I'm not over. I wish I was. I wish I could shake it off and be like, oh, you know, it's okay. But, you know, the reality is I had a stroke and I could have died. And it's hard for me. I guess my mind doesn't want to accept that. Like, I got a lot of things I want to do. I got a lot of things I want to accomplish. And this definitely made me see things in a different light as far as, well, if you got these things you want to accomplish, let's get to doing it. Let's do it. What are you waiting for? And then I go back to, like, I was originally saying about the mental thing of, like, I don't want to be alone. Like, I'm fearful of being alone. Sometimes I just call people. Something I know, it's been a couple of times I've called Shahid just to talk. Like, I've called Shahid just to talk before, but it's just the thing of, I need somebody to talk to. I need to not be in my own head. Because it's been too many nights since that I've just broke down. And I'm almost sure I'm, like, it's just, it's hard. It's super hard. Like, because you hear about people dying in their sleep from strokes, and it's like, oh, and as soon as I hear that now, it's like, oh, now I see how, yeah, that can happen. Because I woke up having a stroke. It's hard for me to accept. It's hard for me to get over that hump. I don't know when I'll get over it. I just get quiet sometimes. I don't say nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. And it's not that I don't want to tell anybody, but it's just like, I've spoken about it a couple of times. Like, I explained to my wife and I explained to a couple of people. But after that, it's kind of like all they can do is, you know, oh, okay, you know, but they'll never understand what's really going on inside my head or what I'm really feeling. Like, unfortunately, this is a fucked up thing to happen to me, and it was crazy. And could this, some of this been prevented? Probably so. Not stupid to believe, oh, it just happened to me out of nowhere. No, this could, some of this could have been prevented. Some of this is just on me. Me being reckless with certain things that I do. Me stressing over shit that I shouldn't stress over. Jeffrey, your eating habits, you're eating like a fucking 16-year-old. You need to knock it out. You're not 16. Like, those are things that, like, oh, you know, now I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, we got to cut back on a lot of things. We got to do things a lot different this go around. And doing things different is just funny, because now I look back and I'm like, damn, I was eating like that. I was doing that. I was stressing over this and that. Like, I went to work and it was something that I used to always stress about. And I realized the last 3 days, no, excuse me, 2 days I was at work, I didn't care. Because it didn't change the fact of my job. It wasn't that I was going to lose my job. It was just me caring too much about what other people do and questioning, well, I wonder why they didn't do that. Or me questioning them, well, why didn't you? No, not doing that no more. Absolutely not. Don't care. You didn't do it? Oh, well. It's on you. It's not on me. But I definitely wanted to get behind the microphone because I was sitting here and I could feel myself getting into that zone of thinking about it, you know, just overly thinking about it and feeling a certain type of way. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should get behind the microphone and talk about it. Maybe that might make me feel better. I don't know if it will or won't. But it gives me a chance to just get it off my chest. Because in the world where, you know, strokes are common, you know, stuff like that, some people don't get a second chance. Well, some people's second chances are a little bit different where they're, you know, maybe, you know, they lost all their strength, or, you know, they don't have all their strength on their left side or their right side or whatever. And their life is somewhat of a struggle. Now it's different. Mine's is like my thumb. Okay. But I can get my strength back and it's coming back. Oh, I'm a little bit in my leg, but, you know, I'm feeling it come back. I'm feeling it in the gym. Like I can feel me feeling different from after the stroke. And me going to the gym and trying to do as much as I can to prevent this from happening again. Because that's the thing. You just don't know. And it's with your brain. And they talking about, like, I got to get an MRI tomorrow, actually. So we're going to see how that goes. Got to check everything, make sure my brain is good and stuff like that. You know, it's hard on me, and I think sometimes I can overstress about it myself, but it's not really stressing. It's me trying to really come to grips with what happened, I think. I think that's the thing. I think I know it happened, and clearly I definitely know what happened seeing the bills. The bills and came in and... That's not going to be an issue paying for that. But it's just still like, you know what happened. It happened. You're sitting here and you're just like, okay. But how can I have this not happen again? So I had so many questions for the doctor. And I'm sure the doctor was like, all right, man, knock it out. You know, I'm answering the same thing. But I just wanted to, you know, keep questioning and asking. And, you know, me definitely getting a new primary, because my old primary was just... It was too much to, you know, try to go see my old primary. So I got a new primary now, and it's just like working with my primary, working with my nutritionist. You know, me doing what I'm doing right now is just, and I haven't seen a nutritionist yet, but me doing what I'm doing right now, I'm pretty sure, guys, I'm not getting nothing but 1,000 calories a day. Barely getting 1,000. That should be barely getting 1,000 a day. You know, my eating habits are, you know, different. Like I got to eat at a certain time now. Like, and these are structures that I put into place for myself. Like, all right, get up in the morning, eat by 8. You have lunch by 12:30, and then you eat your last meal around 5:36, something around that time. And then you cut off eating anything like snacks and all that stuff. You cut that off around 7 or 8, preferably 7 o'clock. But, you know, sometimes if I'm staying at work or I'm caught outside or I'm doing something, I try to, you know, extend it a little bit, an hour at least. It's been great. Like I said, I lost 16 pounds. I feel great. I definitely noticed that when I go to bed at night, I used to toss and turn. That's not been happening. Like for the last almost week and a half, I've been out. As soon as I lay in the bed, I'm out. And that could be also to me going to the gym. Like I said, I'm getting like trying to get 2-a-days in, one in the morning and one when I get home from work, or on my off days, definitely one in the morning and one in, you know, at night. I'll probably go after I finish recording this. It's just me and a treadmill too. That's the funny thing. It's just me going to the gym, getting on the treadmill for 30 minutes, turning that bitch up. I'm not running right now. I'm walking fast. we haven't got to the point where we're running yet, but we definitely will. Yeah, definitely the time will move up from 45 and at least an hour. But right now we're on the 30 minutes. Like I said, that's been doing wonders for me. I can definitely feel the difference. I feel better. Like I said, physically, that's not been the issue. It's just the mental part. Like, I woke up plenty early mornings. I'm talking about like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock for no reason. Had to take a piss, and then I just start thinking again. Like, oh, God. What if? And I know I shouldn't be in the point of what if or having that energy, but it's just, it's so hard to shake. It's so hard to shake. Like, I remember not wanting to go to sleep as soon as I got from the hospital. Even when I got home, I remember we got home. So at this point, my body's moving slow. Like, I think it's just because more slow because I was in the bed most of the time at the hospital. And I'm being super cautious of everything. So I'm moving slow. And I get home that night, and it's like, I'm just like fighting sleep. I'm actually getting sleepy, but I don't want to go to sleep because I remember the last time when I woke up, what happened that morning, May the 3rd. It's just something I'll never forget. Like, I'll never forget that feeling. Like, I know how it feels. I know what happens. Like, I heard the slurring, like everything to give you with the signs of heart attacks or strokes or anything like that. Like, I know what they are. Like, I know what to do. I know how to react. Like, yo, call the 911 right now. So finally I fell asleep and I woke up, and me waking up was like, okay, thank you. I'm up. I'm up. I'm definitely up. But it became like a real slow thing as far as me to be comfortable. But I still definitely don't like being alone. And I know I have to be alone, you know. My wife has to go to work and people have to do other things and stuff like that. But it's just that thing of, dog, I'm nervous around here. Or when I know I'm thinking too much, I got to get up and clean, or I got to do something just to keep my brain occupied on something else. Because I think when I sit too long and I start thinking about that, it's a thing of, oof, that happened. Well, we know why it happened. But why did you let it get that far, Jeff? Why did you not continue on doing on the things that you were doing originally? Why did you not listen to when people talk? That's another thing. You know, a funny thing? The funny thing is, I used to always have to have a Pepsi. Sometime throughout the week, I used to always have to have a Pepsi. I know. Jeff, why? It's just a habit that came on. I want to say that habit came on in the last year. Well, it was just something about Pepsi that I had to have. I haven't had Pepsi or sugar since May the 3rd. Damn proud of myself about that too. I had to get that out of my system. You know, that I had to get that. Why you want a Pepsi? No. You know, no, Jeff, that's just in your head. It's just sugar. You know how sugar is. It's addictive and stuff like that. Now, would I ever have a Pepsi again? Probably will. But you know what? Jeff, you're going to be smarter about it this time. You're going to do things a lot different. You have one. Okay, Jeff. You had a Pepsi. Okay, let's say I had a Pepsi today. You won't have one till June 28th or around the next time or something like that. Like, it's just, I got to work. You know what I mean? It's just like, I got to be more knowledgeable and just stop like just drinking. No, you can't. No, Jeff, you need to knock that off. You can't do that. No, Jeff, you had Wingstop one day. What are you doing going here the other day? Cook at home. Make something from home. Found out a lot of things I like too that I always say, no, I don't like that. Found out I like tuna fish. Yeah. For the longest time, I would just tell people, no, I don't like tuna fish. No. I'll make some tuna fish. You want something? No, I don't want no tuna fish. Salmon. salmon is delicious. I think the first time I had salmon, they brought it to me in the hospital. And I didn't eat it all because I was just so super conscious of, oh, I don't want to eat a lot. I don't know what's happening to my body and stuff. But I didn't realize, Jeff, they're fixing stuff for your diet. Like, they know what you can have and can't have and stuff. So I'm not even thinking about that at the time, which I should have realized that. And I was like, oh, damn, that was damn good. So, you know, I've been having it a lot since I've been at home and stuff like that. So, like I said, the physical thing is just more like, that's fine right now. Right now, I just want to get over the mental part. And I know it's going to come. I know a day is going to come where it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that happened. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh. But I wish I could feel like that now. I really do. And I've talked to somebody close, I'll just say that, and they went through the same thing or a similar thing. You know, they had a stroke too. And it was good that I got to have that conversation with that person because they understood exactly everything of what I was trying to say and how I was trying to say it and why the words really can't come out. Because even now, even me behind the microphone, I'm realizing, like, I'm telling y'all it's a mental thing, but I still haven't really explained it thoroughly enough. Or maybe I have. It's just so super hard to explain. Like, you know, the one thing I love going to the gym when I was going to, I love to get on the weights. I'm scared to pick up. Like, I don't, like, oh God, do I want to pick up weights? Like, how much can I pick up? I don't want to have another stroke. I want to be able to function, you know, in the gym as I used to. I want to be able to, you know, lift weights. But I've been so nervous to lift up weights. I haven't even, like, I just go straight to the treadmill. That's what it's just be, me and the treadmill. Like, it's a thing that I think has changed me for the better, made me appreciate things in my life more, the small, the big, the in-between, just the in-between stuff, really, too. The really shit that you would just, ain't nothing. Like, I just did a podcast with Rich and Brandon yesterday, the Bad Men and Bad episode. And I told them after the episode, yo, I really appreciate that I could have got behind the microphone and talked to y'all again. Because it was almost, I feel like it was almost, you know, that was almost not a thing. Like, possible that, you know, things could have went another way. Y'all would have just been listening to old episodes of my show. There would not be any more hood classes. Like, Shahid already know how much I appreciate him. Everybody knows who's close to me, or if you know you're a true friend of mine, you know, I appreciate you. And I appreciate everybody who listens to the show, who even takes the time to share, listen, review, and all that good stuff. All of y'all listening right now, I appreciate you, because this is something that I enjoy to do. I enjoy to get behind a microphone. You know, it's one of the things that 2019, when starting this, I was like, you know, I was nervous and I wasn't sure of myself and I felt inadequate of the other people that were out there doing this. And now it's just like 2022. No, I'm good. I'm in my own lane. I'm not worrying about what this show do or what anybody else say or how anybody else come off. I'm confident and content of what I bring to the table. Right? Because it's different. I don't want to sound like everybody else. And I think that was the problem initially when I first started. But yeah, this stroke has been it's been something. It's definitely been something. I can't imagine, like I said, I can't imagine what my wife's going through, because, you know, she had to go through it and she was trying to be strong, and she's seeing me and probably at my, like, lowest, and I'm just like, you know, she knows it's a stroke, she knows it's something that's nothing that, you know, she had anything to do with or anything like that, because, you know, if anything, you know, she's my peace. So it's just more of a thing of, mentally, I'm like, oh man, I put her through that. Like, and I was just telling her I was sorry. And I don't even really realize I was saying it, but I was just I was telling her I was sorry in the hospital. I'm sorry to put you through this and stuff like that. Why I was saying that, I don't know why I was saying it. I just feel like it was the right thing to do because I'm like, you know, you taking time out of work. You here with me. You know. And, of course, you got the time at work and you'll get paid. And I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know where I was at. I'm just, anybody that called, I'm just boo-hooing and bubbling snot. And I'm just like, dog, this is not a thing that's, this is not a thing that I could have ever imagined or ever want to happen. Or like, it's hard for me to process it, but I'm glad I'm here. I'm definitely in good spirits. I have my good days. I have my bad days. Definitely more good days than bad days. But when I do have the bad days, it's just like, it's noticeable. I'm just kind of quiet, not really texting, not really tweeting, just kind of like in my zone or just in my own world, just trying to figure it out, trying to get through it. Like I said, physically, I'm getting better. And I'm probably going to get a lot more better because, like I said, the weight's coming off right now. Like, as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, I know the weight's going to come off. That's not an issue. That's not nothing I'm worried about. But it definitely takes work because, buddy, whoo. Yesterday I got to the gym and I was just like, all right, treadmill time. Started it up. 5 minutes hit. And I was ready to say, man, I don't feel like doing this today. I wanted off that machine, but I pushed through, had my music, and just pushed through. Just like, I'm gonna push through this afternoon. Like I said, after I finish recording, I'm just gonna push through it and just get it done. Cause I know it's good for me and I know it's good for my body. I know these things I have to change. I have to start being smarter about certain things that I do and how I eat and how I take care of myself. Cause, you know, it's me, it's my body. It's nobody else's. Nobody else, you know, put me in this situation or nobody else, you know, forced me here. This is a decision that was made upon me. Very reckless, very careless. Jeff, what the fuck are you doing? You can't eat like that, boy. What are you doing? So it's just, you know, like I said, anybody asks, you know, I'm good. It's just mentally, sometimes I have good days, sometimes I have bad days, more good than bad. But when the bad days come, and I shouldn't say bad days, they're mostly like bad moments. You know, you just in your head for about a couple of hours or so. And then I just try to, you know, get out of my head. That's why I don't like being alone. As long as I got somebody here, or I can call somebody or talk to them, and I'm kind of good. Like, it gets me through. Definitely makes me feel better that I got to get it off my chest. And I know this is not an episode that y'all were expecting. I know a lot of people probably didn't know. But I feel like I wanted to share that, at least that part of my life, my journey that I'm going through. Because it's definitely a change, but it's a change for the better. It's a change that should have happened a long time ago. But for reasons, you know, stubborn, so used to your own ways, thinking your way is the best way. You know, sometimes, you know, you listen, you know, that's the one thing about, that's one thing about me. Like, the stroke happened and I'm so patient with everything now. I don't know why. I'm just super patient with everything. Usually I'm just like, all right, looking at people, are you gonna hurry up with this or A, B, C, or D? You know, it's just a thing of now where I'm like, oh, okay, when I listen to people more when they like, well, maybe you should, even if it don't sound right to me, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, right. All right, maybe I should try it that way. Maybe I should, because, you know, you're so used to thinking your way is the best way, or you know what you're doing. You shouldn't listen to nobody else, or, you know, with certain things, of course you listen to yourself. I ain't let nobody here, you know, scam me or nothing like that. But I'm just talking about, like, as far as my physical, because everybody has ideas. Everybody sends certain texts about, oh, you should do A, B, C, and D. I'm like, oh, really? Maybe I should try that. And, you know, it's like the small things, like just the small moments now I appreciate, like the small conversations I can have with people, the getting behind the microphone and doing my podcast and Hood Classics. This, I'm so appreciative of having this moment, of having this space, of having, you know, the people ear who actually listening to this, you know, listen to me, who actually like listen to everything that I put out and everything that I do, or almost everything that I do, because I know you don't listen to everything that I do, but you know, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel definitely like I'm out here and I'm making waves in what I'm doing as far as the podcast, you know, sponsorship with Manscaped and all that stuff. And it's been a slow build for a lot of things. Like, I'm like telling Shahid, like, yo, you know, Hood Classic, you know, it's ranked in certain here, there. And I'm just like, what? Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, it's nuts to me. And it's crazy. And it's like, just getting it, like I said, doing the podcast last night, the Bad Meaning Bad, Bad Meaning Good last night was just like, I really appreciate those brothers last night, because last night was one of those moments where I was in a certain type of mood. But, you know, once we got to talking, once we got to laughing and cracking jokes, it was fun. And they got to take me away from that. And eventually my night ended off pretty great. Like, I was like, oh, wow. Even after our podcast, you know, I was still, you know, on that high of podcasting and setting up the show for the day to come out, and then just like just doing other stuff. But, you know, I just went out here to tell everybody I appreciate you. Everybody who has checked up on me. And if you didn't know, and I'm telling you now, you know, and if you start, hey, you good? Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. This is a thing that's been very life-changing for me. I think that's not, you know, I think that's okay to say. It's definitely been life-changing. But it's not been like, oh, man, your life is just like, no, it's not. It's just, no, my life is getting better now. My life is getting more focused on things that it should have been focused on, especially about me personally. Because I need to take care, more better care of myself, because ain't nobody gonna care about me more than me. And I'm out here just doing too much. Doing too much. Because I'm just thinking about the calories that your boy was taking in a day and going down to like barely 1,000 calories a day is just insane to me. But yeah, because like when I'm like a Wendy's, let's say a Wendy's extra value, well, Wendy's number one, I think that's a single. So that's a single, the number one, right? So that's probably like 4,000 to 5,000 calories, maybe 4,000 to 6,000 calories. Depends on if you large or not. 4,000 to 6,000. So I'm sitting here like, so I had one meal that was doing that. But now, since May the 3rd, I've been having like less than 1,000 calories. Fuck out of here. I know something wrong with me. Like, I know. And I, you know, once I talk to the doctor and my nutritionist and everything is, you know, situated with that, I know that's, you can't do that. Like, and I'm pretty sure that's what's helped me lose weight too. Cause I think after you don't get a certain number of calories, you know, your body start doing what it do. But that'll get situated. That's something small. That's not even anything that's going to be, you know, a problem after I go see the doctor in June. It's going to be great. It's going to work out for us. So I'm thankful that I got this chance to redo it also, too, because it just makes me understand, like, Jeff, get back in the gym. I don't know what made me stop going to the gym. I don't know what made me stop working out. Like I said, maybe it's just that I got too comfortable. But I'm back in there now. I'm back in that gym. The gym is great. Like I said, at times it's you go in there and you just like, argh. Like I said, it's just me in the treadmill right now. It's it, and I love it. It's in my building. And for the last 2 weeks I've been going, nobody's been in there. It's just been me alone in the gym, and I love it. Let me knock on wood because I'm about to go down there in a couple of minutes. So we are refocused. We are good physically. We are not good mentally. We will get good mentally. I just don't know when. But I will be good eventually. And I'm all right. I love everybody. I appreciate everybody. This has been Jeff from Jeff versus the World signing out. Y'all be safe out there. Peace.